हरे कृष्णा। वी कांट चूज आवर पास्ट बट वी कैन चूज आवर मेमोरीज। मैनी ऑफ अस मे हैव हैड मैनी अनफॉर्चुनेट ट्रैजिक एक्सपीरियंसेस इन आवर पास्ट एंड दैट इज जस्ट अनचेंजेबल एंड वी हैव गॉन थ्रू दोज एक्सपीरियंसेस इन मैनी वेज दोज एक्सपीरियंसेस हैव स्कार्ड अस। सपोज Say somebody has gone through a physical accident because of which they have been scarred. Now, and suppose that scar is incurable. Now they can't remove the scar, but it's up to them. If they keep looking at the scar themselves and think, oh, I don't look good, I look so deformed, and they keep thinking of that, then that will burden them far more than how much others are going to notice. Yes, others may notice the scar once, twice, but after they see that, after that first impression, whatever it is, if they come to know the person, they will see, okay, the scar is one feature of this person. They will move on. So, the scar can't be avoided, but the person can choose whether to focus on the scar or not. Similarly, we all may have unpleasant memories. Unpleasant memories may be of how life or people have treated us badly, or the unpleasant past may also be about how we have ourselves acted in grievous ways. But whatever it is, no, we don't have to live in the past. We can choose our memories in the sense that those memories which we keep revisiting, which we keep meditating on, which we keep talking about, those are the memories that reinforce within us. Those are the memories that become stronger, and they actually end up defining us, defining for ourselves who we are. So we may see ourselves based on our past sordid experiences that we may have had. We may see ourselves as victims if others have done wrong to us. We may see ourselves as good for nothing if we have ourselves done ourselves in, if we have made mistakes. But either way, we don't have to think of those things. The present is a new moment, and every present moment is a new moment. And we can take new positive steps now. And we can look in the past for that which helps us to make wise choices in the present and create a better future for ourselves. The Bhagavad Gita says that people who live morosely in the dark, dreary memories of the past, they are having perverse determination in the mode of ignorance. In 18.35, it is stated, Ya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedha dhruti saparta tamasi. So it said that those people who are always neither daydreaming, who are fearful, vishadam, so specifically for us, vishadam means lamenting about that which has happened. And it's happened, it's over, you can't do anything about it. So the scar might be there, but we don't have to further scar the scar, further aggravate the thing by thinking about it. Life presents us a new opportunity every moment, and we move forwards. Then we can grow. And very, very helpful in choosing our memories is cultivating positive memories. The whole process of bhakti yoga connects us with God. And the idea of constantly thinking about Krishna is about creating relishable positive impressions in our consciousness, which we can fall back on, which we can recollect, which we can cherish as our memories. And the more we wholeheartedly practice bhakti yoga and fill our consciousness with positive memories, the more the darker memories will go away into the background, and the more our life will be energized by the positive memories of happiness in Krishna's service, of joy in Krishna's remembrance, of reassuring experience of Krishna's love. And thus, even our memories, by choosing them, they will energize us to make our present and future bright, irrespective of how dark our past might have been. Thank you. Hare Krishna.